Beautiful. Okay, we're on the last word on Chav Ches Amud Beis. Turn it up on. We have a break. Mevatlin Talmud Torah. You can be Mevatel Talmud Torah. Lachnosas Lautos Amaze for a funeral. And for Achnosas Kala for a wedding. Rashi says more specifically, Tap Rashi Lelavotami Beit Abi Lebeit Chupata. They used to escort the Kala from her father's home to the Chupa.
So only for that part,
you feel? I thought
they escorted the husband places, like to the
car. They escorted the car.
You know,
the husband. Yeah, the bedekin, regular.
Yeah.
Okay. Mavatul Tamatol Tzas Ameisach Nasas Kala. They said about Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Loi, she Mavatul Tamatol Tzas Ameisach Nasas Kala. He would stop learning in order to fulfill mitzvah's funeral and wedding. B'med Rama Amurim. Vishain Sham Kol Tzarko. BDA. Bamedram Amurim. When do we say that Yishim Mevatel Talmud Torah for Hotzas Ameis? Vishain Sham Kol Tzarko. When there's not enough people for the funeral. If there are enough people for the funeral, Ein Mevatlin, you don't stop learning. So Vakama Kol Tzarko. What does it mean? All that are necessary, right? Kol Tzarech. All that are needed for the funeral. What does that mean?
When the writing's finished,
ask like
that.
Ein Mevatlin. Period. Now the Gemara asks. The chemical circle. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Inya Mishmei Derav Treisar Alfe Gavri, 12,000 men, Vishita Alfe Shipuri, and 6,000 men carrying chauffeurs. They used to carry chauffeurs, so that's 18,000. Some say Treisar Alfe Gavri Uminayu, 12,000 men, and of the 12,000 men, Shita Alfe Shipuri. That's a kula. Of the 12,000, 6,000 were carrying chauffeurs. So Machlok guess if you need 12,000 or 18,000. Ulo Amar could go the Chaitzi Gavri me'avula ad Sichro. Enough people to make a human mechitza wall from Avula to Sichro. Rosheshes Amar kinesinasa kach netilasa. Just the way the Torah was given at Mount Sinai, that's the way the Torah is taken away. Meaning when the person dies. And of course, you take your Torah with you, you know. Hold on, we're going to get there. You take the Torah with you. It's the only thing you take with you. You don't take sushi mitsuyan with you. You don't take Chosen Island and Wakto. Right, that we don't take with us. The only thing we take with us is the Torah mitzvahs. Okay, right there.
The only thing you take with you is what is
you need. We get buried in a kittel, no pockets. Rav Sheshes Amar Kinesinasa Kach Netilasa. The way the Torah was given, that's the way it's taken away. Death represents taking away the Torah. Although, of course, you take it with you. Every word of Torah. Ma Nesinasa Veshishim Ribo, just like the Torah was given with 600,000 Jews. Av Netilasa Veshishim Ribo. So too, the Torah is kilos taken away from us. When a person dies, we lose his Torah, and we should escort him with 600,000 Jews. That's how many people should go to the funeral.
I missed
12,000. No, hold on. There's three opinions. Three different opinions. Right? Three or four different opinions. Nahani Mili, when do we say this Lamanda Kari Vitani? This is someone who learned Chumash, who learned Mishnah. Avalamanda Masni, but a person who taught Torah Lesle Shiura. Then there is no limit, even more than 600,000 people. Occasionally, you see over, when Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbat died, there were around 300,000 people at his funeral. Oh, wow. Moshe Feinstein died, there were also around 300,000 people at his funeral. Let's say Shura, all the Shiva stop and they all go to the funeral. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben. Oh, in Janet Yahim, almost like Bohemian. Rashbi, Shimon Yechai Omer, Bo Rei, come see Kama Chaviv in Yisrof Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. See how special, how much Hashem loves us! Hashem loves us. Shabachom Akam Shigalu Shechina Iman. Wherever the Jews went into exile, the Shechina, God went with them. Galu Limitzrayim, they were exiled into Egypt. Shechina Iman, the Shechina was with them. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim to Aaron HaKohen. Golu leBavel, Shechina Iman. The Jews went to Bavel, the Shechina was with them. Shenemar lemanchem, shilachti Bavela. For you, probably means I sent to Bavel, but we read it as if Hashem himself was sent to Babel. Va'av k'shein asidin ligal, when we, the future redemption b'mehera v'yameinu, shechina imahen, the shechina will be with us. Shenema v'shav Hashem alakecha shvuscha, Hashem will return the captives from Golus. In five towns, you're in captivity. V'heishiv lo ne'amar, don't say Hashem will return like he will do it to you. Ela v'shav melamed shekadosh baruch hu shav imahen mibein ha'galuyos. Hashem will return from us. He's with us in captivity in Golus, in the five towns, in Teaneck, in London, in Manchester. And Hashem will return with us. It doesn't say in the Pasuk Veheshiv, like Hashem will return them, and only them, but Veshav, Hashem himself will return with the exiles when Mashiach comes. Bebavel Hecha, if the Shechina has been exiled to Babel, so where can we find it? Amar Abaye bebe Knishta de Hutzal, ubebe Knishta de Shaf v'Yosef. These two synagogues, Young Israel of Hutzal, Young Israel of Shaf v'Yosef, which was in Nahar Da.
Get it?
One is Hutzal, one is Nahar Da.
Oh, we have that place.
Velo Tema, yeah, famous place. Velo Tema, Ema Leimin Ema Tema, don't say Hocha Bacha, that the Shechina is in both places. El Zimnin Hocha, Zimnin Hocha, sometimes it's in this Young Israel, Shul, and sometimes it's in that Shul. I'm Rabbi, tasty li, give it to me, hand it to me. Dechi marchikna parsa, when I'm within a parsa distance of the shul in which the Shechina dwells in Babel, ayalna umatzlina hasam. I would go up and daven there. The Rav of my shul said this is a raya, a proof that there's a very chashuv inyan. Where do we know nowadays that the Shechina has never left? The Western Wall, the Kotel. And therefore, based on this Gemara, the Rav Mashul said once that
Shechina can't be in two places at once.
I don't know if the Shechina can't be in two places at once. I assume it can. But just like they used to go into the shul that they knew the Shechina was resting in, even if it was a parsa away, he would make it his business to get the shul to daven. So he said, the Rav Mashul said, we should make it our business to get to the Kotel to daven. And he said, Rav Katz says, when you daven, like, I don't know about in the yeshiva, but like he said, on the merpeset, overlooking the Kotel, that qualifies as davening at the Kotel. Okay, so he would Ayalna, I would go up Umatzlina Davin Hasam over there. Abu Adishmol Velevi Habu Yasvi Beknish to the Shaf Vyasav bin Arda. They were sitting in this synagogue in which the Shechina dwelled. That's the name of the shul. Then goes off Shaf and Yosef. Asya Shechina. The Shechina came. Shamu called, they were sitting there and they heard the Shechina come. The Shechina came, Shamu, they heard Kol Riksha, they heard a noise. Kamu, they got up in Afku. And they got up and they left. Why did they get up and leave? Because you're now allowed to sit in front of the... okay, I don't know. They were scared. Whatever it was, they left. Rav Sheshes, who was blind, Tabi Yosef Bei Knishta, he was sitting in the shul of Shaf Yosef in Harda. Asked Yishchina Velo Nafak, he didn't leave. So also Malachi Ashar has become a Batulei. The Malachim, who were escorting the Shechina, came to beat up Rav Sheshes. Amr Lefan Rebbeinu Shalom, and Rav Sheshes turned to God in prayer. God, Master of the world, Oluv Yishchina Oluv. One who's downtrodden and one who's not downtrodden. Me, Nidcham, Ibnei, me. Who should take precedence? Meaning, Rav Sheshes himself was a blind person, a downtrodden person, as opposed to God himself, or as opposed to the Malachim. And therefore, Oluv is like downtrodden. And in Oluv is not downtrodden. So, me, Nidcham, Ibnei, me. Who should be pushed away in front of whom? So when he said that claim to God, Amalu, God said to the Malachim, Shavku, leave him alone.
There's another guy on this,
leave him alone.
Can get beaten up.
Yeah, Rabbi Kiva got beat up earlier yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. But what's his deal?
This is a famous Gemara. V'ehi them the mikdash ma'at. I will be for them a mikdash ma'at. What does that mean? Amar Yitzchak Eil Batei Knesios Batei Medrashos Shebababel. You may have heard that your synagogue, your local Orthodox synagogue in America, is a mikdash ma'at. Has halachic significance as well. The comparison of a shul to the base of mikdash and the requisite decorum and cover that we have to give the shul. Amar Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Shebababel. That was the house of our Rebbe in Babel. That was Rav. Dorash Rava. My dichsi. What does the pasuk mean? It says Hashem.